Welcome to our podcast where we explore the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, discussing the latest threats, strategies, and technologies to keep you and your digital life secure. In recent Balancer news, we're unfortunately reporting that Balancer, a decentralized finance DeFi protocol, has fallen prey to a domain name system, DNS, attack. This incident led to a hefty loss of over $250,000 and serves as a grim reminder of past incidents where nearly $1 million was previously lost. This recent attack involved the theft of funds through the exploitation of vulnerabilities in Balancer's front-end DNS. In an interesting twist of events, the stolen funds were relocated to the MEX exchange and consequently bridged to both the Ethereum and Bitcoin networks. It's crucial to mention that Balancer, which focuses on offering liquidity management and automated portfolio management services, has undergone two significant attacks resulting in immense losses. First, we had the initial $1 million loss, and now with this latest incident adding to the strain with a further $250,000 theft, the platform has undeniably suffered a substantial hit. Such security threats aren't exclusive to Balancer, as the swift growth and widespread acceptance of DeFi platforms have drawn the attention of malicious actors. It's a wake-up call for DeFi projects and users to stay cautious and put strong security measures in place. We assure you that we will closely follow and report updates regarding this situation. Stay connected for our continued coverage on the latest happenings in the Balancer ecosystem and the extensive world of decentralized finance. In recent developments, the Chinese Ministry of State Security has leveled serious allegations against the United States, accusing them of hacking into Huawei servers and unlawfully obtaining critical data. According to reports, this purported breach, which included the establishment of backdoors, allegedly dates back to 2009. Putting these claims in perspective, they form part of the tautening relations between both countries in the sphere of cyber attacks. Intriguingly, it has been confirmed by China that the U.S. National Security Agency, NSA, executed multiple cyber attacks on Huawei's headquarters. Given the current situation, the ramifications of these claims have not yet been completely discerned. However, these accusations undoubtedly increase the tension existing between China and the United States. Stay connected for more updates on this developing story. In global legal news, the International Criminal Court, ICC, recently announced a significant cyber attack on its computer systems. The attack has jeopardized the security of their systems, potentially exposing sensitive information. The ICC, a world tribunal that prosecutes individuals for war crimes, genocides, and crimes against humanity, is treating this intrusion with utmost severity. To keep the public informed, the ICC has ensured transparency about this ongoing investigation and the steps being taken to defend against future intrusions. Although the specifications of the cyber attack remain concealed, the ICC is actively working to identify the perpetrators of this incursion and evaluate the extent of damage. This incident accentuates the constant threat of cybersecurity breaches that organizations, regardless of their size, confront in today's globally connected era. In a bid to bolster future protection, the International Criminal Court has divulged plans to enhance its security infrastructure. By strengthening their defenses and reinforcing their computer systems, the ICC is determined to avert future compromises and preserve the integrity of its operations. As the ICC grapples with this unfortunate occurrence, we extend our support. We remain committed to closely following the situation and delivering updates as the investigation moves forward. Stay connected for more information on this evolving matter. And that concludes our discussion on cybersecurity, reminding you to always stay vigilant and keep your digital world safe from potential threats.